We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Joining us right now, the mayor of Minneapolis, Mayor Jacob Frey. Good morning.
Good morning, Dave. Thanks for having me.
Well, good to have you today. I could ask you, what are you going to do tonight, by the way, out of curiosity?
I will be hunkered down, working with our chief, making sure that everyone in our city is safe.
Well, let's talk about that. First of all, you've got the estimates are about 10,000 people coming to downtown. I know they got a fence around there right now. There's not many people there now. What are you anticipating and how prepared are we?
Well, obviously, it's a difficult dynamic to confront. We've seen the rhetoric that comes out of some of these Donald Trump campaign rallies. We know that we'll have significant protesters there as well. And whether you're attending in support or protesting in opposition, you know, it's our priority to make sure that everybody is safe. And yes, it is a difficult dynamic, but I have full faith in our chief. He's got an excellent plan. He's been working with surrounding jurisdictions as well as the Secret Service. And, you know, I do believe that our police officers can do a great job.
Well, and the good thing here, I suppose, Mayor, is what they've done at the Final Four and also at the Super Bowl, so they're, which they had covered pretty well.
That's right. You know, I mean, and when you look at the Final Four, that was significant operation costs. It was like $1.5 million. You look at the Super Bowl, it was $6 million. And so that was, you know, even more extensive in terms of police presence than even this event is. But we're going to be ready.
Are you opposed to the president's visit?
You know, that's not my position to say. What I will say is that I am absolutely opposed to his rhetoric. I'm opposed to the notion that we are to dividing communities. I'm opposed to some of the garbage that he puts out there consistently on Twitter and the way he divides communities against each other. You know, that's not Minneapolis. And yes, absolutely, I am opposed to that. I'm opposed to the way he handles himself on a general basis. You know, it's our job, it's my job as mayor to make sure that both First Amendment freedom of speech is protected on both sides and that people are safe, and I'm going to do my job.
Mayor, let me ask you about this, too, because I was gone when this happened, but when did you first discuss not allowing law enforcement to wear their uniforms at the rally, and I want to get your take on how that whole thing transpired.
Well, first off, police officers will be wearing their uniforms at the rally. There's just been a slew of misinformation out there. Here's the deal. This is a policy that pretty much every single police department in the entire country has, and here's what the policy says. When you're on duty, when you're doing your work as a police officer, you wear your uniform and you wear the badge. However, when you are endorsing a political candidate or taking a political stance, you don't wear the uniform and you don't wear the badge, and here's why. Our Minneapolis Police Department is a nonpartisan, non-ideological entity. They're not Democrat. They're not Republican. They're a neutral entity charged with keeping people safe. And that's exactly how I want our police department to be perceived. And, you know, again, if they want to support any candidate off duty in their own time, they are completely free to do exactly that. However, they're not going to be wearing the Minneapolis police uniform in doing so.
Do we need more police here in Minneapolis?
Yes, we do.
And is that a state issue, Mayor, a city issue, or is there federal help with something like that?
Well, there has, generally speaking, it is a city issue, but also generally speaking, we've gotten assistance from other branches of government, including the federal government. You know, President Barack Obama, he brought the amount of money for COPS, which is an acronym, it's program, from like 200 million to, I believe it was a couple billion. And that money went out to cities, and some of that money was used to expand and improve police community relations and hire police officers. And so, yeah, traditionally we have gotten money from the Fed. And, you know, in this case, the vast majority obviously is funded by the city itself.
Let me ask you now, for all the people coming to town, many haven't been downtown here in a long time, no matter what they're coming down for, just to see it or on either side of the issue. What advice do you give them as they drive downtown here today?
Expect gridlock. Expect it to be burdensome. There's going to be a lot of people here, we anticipate, and it's going to be a difficult dynamic. And so I would make plans ahead of time to figure out how you're going to conduct your trips.
Hey, Mayor, you didn't run the marathon, did you, on Sunday?
You know, I didn't, but I was out there. It was kind of full circle for me because, as you know, my first time in Minneapolis was to run the Twin Cities Marathon. And so I got to come back, you know, give a little
Minneapolis
pep talk
Mayor
to the crowd
Jacob
beforehand. And then ultimately, shoot, you know, I helped kick off the race.
All right. Well, you're well rested then. Okay. I appreciate that. Hey, Mayor, thanks for taking the phone call this morning. We'll talk to you soon again.
Yeah, thank you.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.